Smiling craftily, Midge moved close to the stoat and reached out.
Aye, magic captain. You are, though. What's this candied chestnut doing in your ear lug?
Grinning wildly, the big stoat tossed the nut into his mouth and gave Midge a friendly shove that almost knocked him flat.
I knew you was magic the moment I clapped eyes on you.
Midge laughed along with him, urging Blughatch to drink some more.
Being magic ain't as good as being a Ratmar cap'n like you, sir.
The stoat warmed to the tattered seer. Throwing a paw about him, he said,
Oh, ain't it though? I tell you, matey, sometimes I wish I could magic some discipline into this lot. Look at those two, snoring like weasels at a wedding, and they're supposed to be on guard. But tell me more about your magic. You know what I like? I like beasts like yourself who knows clever riddles. Go on, do a riddle for me. Which is ages since I heard a good one.
Midge tapped a dirty paw against his stained teeth.
A riddle. Now let me see. Here's a riddle for you. What goes gurgle, gurgle, snuffle, trickle, blubber, ripple, scruff, scruff? Do you know the answer to that one, Captain?
Blughatch took another good pull at the grog and sat down, narrowing one eye and scratching his head. Midge beckoned Tammo silently, and together they began moving away. The stoat captain drank some more, halting them with an unsteady wave.
Burgle, sniffle, truckle, sprawl. What goes like that? That's a good mate. I don't know. Tell me the answer.
Midge pointed at the two sentries sleeping by the fire at the water's edge.
There's your answer, Captain. Two fat lazy guards sleeping their heads off by a stream all night. Come on, Berthel, time we was going.
They departed as the joke's punchline dawned on Blughatch and made their way back to the shelter and their own fire, with the stoke captain's laughter ringing out behind them.
Oh. That's a good one. Wake up, you two, and listen to this. What goes grungle, snurtle, woof, woof, and sleeps like used to by the stream all night? But you don't know the answer, do ya?
Sitting beside their own fire, the two hares discussed their plans.
If Rockjaw gets a message from the Major tomorrow, we'll be able to quit this place once I've worked more of my magic on Warfang.
Gathering his rags about him, Tammo lay back to rest.
Aye, but we'd best wait until late night to make our escape. That'll be a good time to break Forden out, too. We can't leave him there for the vermin to starve and torment. He must go with us.
Midge smiled at the determination on his young friend's face.
Of course Forden's going with us. Wouldn't have it any other way, Tam. But it ain't going to be easy. By the left, it ain't.